Yeah. On principle, I want the talk on the table, even if it doesn't necessarily, you know, express itself practically. The stack of traditions, you know, they're very, very wonderful, but on principle, we could, you know, live without for a shoot or two. Okay. Anyway, the last sugya of the Gemara, Vachomer Omer Mefazer Vezorah, etc., we'll, you know, just try to tackle it a bit kitzer, in the time allotted to us. Ibayalahu, Heichin Kamer, Farazor Leruach, and Faramatul Liam, Odum, and Farazor Leruach, Aval Matul Liam, Be'ene, Utnanami, Gabi Vrazorke, Gabi, Yoshi, Mashok, Zor Leruach, O Matul Liam, Ibayalahu, Heichin Kamer, Shok, Zor Leruach, Yishuk, Matul Liam, Odumma, of the Shok, Matul Liam, Odumma, Shok, Zor Leruach, Aval Matul Liam, Be'ene. They have the same question about both of Razor and Chameitz. If you scatter in the wind, it needs to be pulverized first. But if you throw it into the ocean, into the sea, do you need to pulverize it first or not? Amar Rabba Mistabra Vodazar Dilyam HaMelech Asa. So Rabba says, basically neither of them, before we get to the Balamor, both of them think there's a difference for some coincidental reason, which, you know, perhaps I'll suggest at the end is not coincidence, but... you know, probably pashtus it is. Coincidentally, both of them are mechalik between the two mishnais. But Rava says the chilik is between Yam HaMelach and Shar Naros. The big din, if you want to know halachah l'maisa, exactly where do other bodies of water between small rivers and the Yam HaMelach fit, but we don't need to deal with that now. Avodazar li Yam HaMelach ka'azal lo ba'i shlika chomitz lo Shar Naros ka'azal ba'i pirur. So if you throw into the Yam HaMelach, then you don't need to do anything. If you throw it into other rivers, you do need to pulverize it. Just two technical points here, which might be more than technical. A, this is a big discussion we've shown him. Why do we start with an assumption that Avodah Zarah goes to Yam HaMelech and Chametz goes to Shar Naros? Why can't Chametz go to Yam HaMelech and Avodah Zarah to Shar Naros? Right? So what are we assuming here? All of the Rishonim, Rebbe and Dabin, because you're right, reject the fact that it's actually a din that... You know, that you have to put a Vodazar in Yam HaMelech and not Shar Naros. That's from the rest of the Shaq Mutari, clearly not true. So, why do we start with this assumption that a Vodazar is going to Yam HaMelech and Chametz is going to Shar Naros? So, what do most of us think? It's not an assumption, right? That they don't mean a Vodazar goes to Yam HaMelech and Chametz goes to Shar Naros. They mean the case of a Vodazar happens to be Yam HaMelech in the Mishnah and the case of Chametz happened to be Shar Naros in the Mishnah. So most Rishonim, the Chiddush Yeronim, and David say this explicitly, say there's nothing special here. There's no difference between Avodah Zarah and Chametz. It just happened to be that was the case in the Mishnah. The Maror Chalava here has a very, very nice answer. Very nice pshatic answer. Where he says that, no, how can it just be coincidence that all of Masechta Avodah Zarah says Yam HaMelech, and Masechta Sochim says Matul Yam. So he has a nice pshat answer. He says, no, there's an obvious difference. It's always nice to throw it in the Yam HaMelech, right? But Avodah Zarah, you can bring to the Yam HaMelech because there's no time limit. So when you have a chance, you'll throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Chametz, you can't bring the Yam HaMelech because you have a time limit of Shashishas and Erev Pesach. You don't live next to the Yam HaMelech, so you have to get rid of it right away. So therefore, you have to throw it into your local body of water. It's a nice shot answer to the Maror Chalava that Avodah Zarah, just wait till you pass by the Yam HaMelech. Well, Chametz, you can't wait. You have a deadline, so you throw it into your local body of water. Fine. But Rabba's basic shita, I think, is very clear that there's just a difference between Yam HaMelech, between Yam HaMelech and Shar Naros. So Rabba basically says, whatever you're getting rid of, if you're throwing it into Yam HaMelech, then you're just Zorek. If you're throwing it into Shar Naros, then you have to be shokate or mifarer. Same idea, just different words for different substances. Rab is pretty clear. Rav Yosef is not as clear. Amarli, Rav Yosef ad Rabba ifcha mistabra avodah zarah delo mimisa. The difference yourselves, mimisa or mamisa. I forgot to throw one other important thing. What's the difference in Yam HaMelech and Shar Naros? What's the difference in Yam HaMelech and Shar Naros? According to most mefarshim,
traversing.
Right, whether someone will find it. Right? So according to most of the farshim, the difference is, and that's Rashi here, in Yam HaMelech it could be found. Sorry, in Yam HaMelech it won't be found. No one will find it in Yam HaMelech, but someone will find it in Shar Naros. According to the Kesef Mishnah, and I saw the Taz Mishnah Aruch also, he doesn't quote because of Mishnah, has a very nice other suggestion. The Kesef Mishnah suggests that the difference is Yam HaMelach, the salt corrodes things. And in Shar Naros, so in Yam HaMelach, if you throw it in, the salt will break it down. In Shar Naros, there's nothing to break it down, so it won't get destroyed in the end. Okay, that's just two ways of reading Pashup Shat in Yam HaMelach. That's the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, I believe. And it's also a Taz in Simon Tafman Hay, the beginning of Tafman Hay. Hilchos Spear Chametz. Okay, what about Rav Yossi?
Just within that, did you say like the Shachar Ges Mishnah?
Taz for Ges
Mishnah. Sorry, the Shachar, the Taz and Ges Mishnah. Maybe we're jumping the gun, but in terms of the Machlokes and Rabbi Rav Yossi, would be the Tias, because Rav Yossi's reason that if you throw it into the water, it's going to become maintenance.
Okay. So, no, Rava says in
it's okay to throw it into Yamela because
okay. So according to that, you would have to say the machlokes between them is just a tech. According to that, you would have to say that the machlokes between them is, well, that would depend what the machlokes of Rav and Rav Yosef is. So you have to say that they're not arguing on two cases, only one case, and they just throw the standards of how likely and quickly it has to be corroded at different levels, at different places. What does Rav Yosef say? Rav Yosef, Adrav Ipcha Mistabra, Avodazar Deloma Misa Ba'i Shchika Chametz, the main is Lo Ba'i Pirer, Avodazar is hard and Chametz is soft. So, now what he means, we're not so clear. Let's read a little more. Tani kvasi rabba, tani kvasi rabbi yosef, tani kvasi rabba yimahal kumidu v'mfar v'zor l'ruach ha'yimahal kusinu v'mfar v'mata liyam. Talking about chomet. Tani kvasi rabbi yosef, yimahal kumidu v'mfar shokum v'zor l'ruach ha'yimahal kusinu shokum v'mata liyam. Shchiki kashi l'rabba, pure kashi l'rabbi yosef, shchiki l'rabba l'kashi l'yimahal l'shar naros. Rabba says, no problem. It all depends on this yam melech or shar naros. Pure l'rabbi yosef l'kashi av'chiti av'nama. It all depends whether it's hard or soft. Chiti anama, one of them is more hard, one of them is more soft. Rashi says, chiti is soft, not that it's soft, but it scatters easily. That nama is soft, because it melts. And chiti is hard, because if you don't untie it, then it stays, if you don't open the sack, it stays together. Taz wants to say maybe the opposite, that chiti is soft, it scatters, and nama is hard, because you know, you can have very hard bread that doesn't break up, but you get the basic point. Rabba says the difference is between Yam HaMelach and Shar Naros. Rav Yosef says the difference between hard and soft, and hard chametz is like Avodah Zarah. Now, the big machlokus, of course, which gets technically very confusing, is what actually is the shita of Rav Yosef? Right? Rabba, I think, is pretty clear. If someone disagrees, now it's a chance. What is the practical shita of Rav Yosef? So, if here you have Yam HaMelach, and here you have Shar Naros, and here you have Avodah Zarah, or Chametz Kasha, and here you have Chametz, I guess, Rach, soft Chametz, right? What is the shita of Rav Yosef? In what way does he argue with Rava? Clearly, what he argues with Rava is he says, unlike Rava, there's a difference between hard things and soft things. But where is there a difference between hard things and soft things? Yam HaMelach, Shar Naros, or what's the third option? Or both, right? So that is very unclear, and that's what all of the natural Rishonim discuss. What is the Havamina of Tosos? What's the Havamina of Tosos?
Rav Yosef means both Yam and Kasha.
Right. The Havamina of Rav Yosef is that. Is that Rav Yosef is, like, is he being Machmir or Mekel? The Havamina of Tosos that he's being Machmir on Avodah Zarah. He's being machmir in Avodah Zarah, right? This is the having of Tosos, the maskana of Tosos in Avodah Zarah, Masechta Avodah Zarah. Hold like the Havmina here. So what does Tosos Avodah Zarah hold? Tosos Avodah Zarah holds that, one thing is, one second. So, Tosos in Avodah Zarah says that where is he mean machal between hard and soft? Yom HaMelech. Tosos in Avodah Zarah says that, the says that you have to be says that you have to be shochik. Right, that what he's trying to do is he's trying to be more machmir. Says you thought that Yam HaMelach. You thought that Yam HaMelach was okay. No, I'm being machmir. I'm saying you have to be shochik. That you have to be shochik hard things before you throw them into. Before you throw them into Yam HaMelach, and not only that, but Tosfos Nav Zohar in the Hatmina says that hard things at the Shar Naros are also Legamrei. Right, that is the Hatmina of Tosfos.
What? Goes together.
Right, it goes together. Now, it's not so posh, because Chedush Ran, when he brings down the Hatmina of Tosfos, he says no. He says, even then Tavmin of Tosfos, he just says, Shechika works for Yam HaMelech and Shar Naros. Oh, why did Mishnah Avodah Zarah say Yam HaMelech? Lav Dafka. So it could be that Tosfos and Avodah Zarah is saying that what Yosef is trying to do is to be more machmir on hard things. He's trying to be more machmir on he's trying to be more machmir on hard things. Mistama, he's also trying to be more makel on soft things. And I think most Rishon that I've seen assume that he's trying to be makel on soft things and machmir on hard things. So this is the opinion of Tosos in the Sefer Avodah Zarah, says that he's being makel bechameis and machmir. What's the maskana of Tosfos here?
You said the Ran, when he brings Tosfos, or himself?
When he brings the Havmin of Tosfos, right, when he wants to say that Derek, he says, just because you think he's being more machmir on hard things in Shar Naros, doesn't mean he also has to be, more machmir in Shar Naros. Could be that he just, for hard things, equates Shar Naros with Yam HaMelech. Now, what's the maskana of Tosfos here? That what is Rav Yosef trying to do?
Shar Naros.
That he's trying to be Makel or Machmir or both? What? That, according to Tosfos, is not. He has to be doing something, otherwise, what's the argument? He's only being Makel by Chametz. That's what Tosfos is saying in the Maskana. He's only coming to argue about Chametz. He's not coming to argue about Avodah Zarah. Right? That, where's the Ein? Right, so the at least when he discusses, like in the Havi, he says, "E b'shar naros davkam Rav Yosef bar Shechiva lo yom lo paligarav b'dazar el b'chametz." Right, as the Havi is that he's paligarav b'dazar u b'chametz. The Maskana is going to come back to saying lo paligarav b'dazar el b'chametz. He has to argue on something. So the other option is that he is just being made to b'chametz. Meaning, what does Tosfos say? He's just being. Okay, sorry. Hold on a second. Okay. Let's go back. He's being mechalik. Sorry, I realize I messed up the chart. Okay, he's being mechalik between soft and hard things. Okay. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah in the Havmina, thank you. In Avodah Zarah and in the Havmina says, what's he trying to do? He's trying to be machmir. Oh, that's what I said. Avodah Zarah and mekel on chametz, right? And Tosfos in the Maskana here. Says that he's not the same in Avodah Zarah, right? Same for hard things for Avodah Zarah. He's just being Mako by chametz, which is a soft thing. Isn't that what I just wrote?
What
does he mean to be mako on chametz? He means that you don't need pirer even for sharnaros. Chametz doesn't need pirer even if you're throwing it to sharnaros. Right? That, he's saying the exact same thing here. Shochek and that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, he says the exact same thing. You could throw it into the Yam HaMelach, or you have to pulverize the Sharnaros. But by Chametz, he says either way, you just throw it in. Right? So he's being more Mekel HaChametz, saying the exact same thing by Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah LeMelech brings up a third Shita, which I have not found in Yishonim. You'll tell me if you found it in Yishonim. There's only one option left. He is being Machmer and Mekel, or he is just being Mekel, or the third possibility, right? You know, third possibility, he says, is that maybe he's the same for chametz, and he is machmir b'avodah zarah. Means maybe by chametz, says the third possibility. He doesn't say who it is, and I haven't found such a listener to be shown him. In chametz, he agrees you could be zorik into the Yam HaMelach and soft things, or you have to be mefarer for sharnaros. but he's more macher in avodah zarah that in avodah zarah you'd have to be shochek either way, or maybe even sharnaros would be more macher than that. So these are three possibilities in Rav Yosef holds. If he tried to be macher and mekel, just trying to switch it up entirely, which is the havmin of Tosos. Is he just coming to be Mekel by Chametz, which is Maskana of Tosos? Or, the other possibility in the Mishnah, he's just going to be Machmer by Avodah Zarah. The question is, what is he arguing? Is he arguing by both? Is he saying, I agree with you by Avodah Zarah, by Chametz I'm more Mekel because it's soft? Or is he saying, I agree with you by Chametz, but by Avodah Zarah I'm more Machmer because it's hard? Which I have not found in the Rishonim. You'll tell me if you have. I realize it's very complex. But you know, these are three possibilities in understanding Rav Yosef. According to that third possibility, you have to say that that Rav Yosef assumes this last brisa is talking about Yam HaMelech, right? When he says Havanitzi Havanama, which is funny why you would go there. Meaning, I'm not, you know, if the Mishnah Melech hadn't said it, I would not necessarily have given much credence to it because it doesn't seem to be such a mishnah thing about. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? Before we get to trying to analyze the lumdas, halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? So, how does almost everyone paskin halacha lemaisa? How do almost all the Rishonim paskin halacha lemaisa? No. Right, which makes it a lot simpler, right? So most Rishonim paskin like Rabba, because of, technically why? What? There's a rule that Rabba Kravios would be paskin like Rabba except for Sada and Yudamasa. And they most Rishonim assume that's a Kol HaShas Kulu rule, not only a local rule in one Masechet or Seder. However, who's pretty much sounds pretty clearly they pass like Rav Yosef? The Rambam sounds pretty clearly like they pass in like Rav Yosef. The Rambam sounds pretty clearly passing like Rav Yosef. The Taz, who goes through hoops to try and say, no, the Rambam also passes like Rava, but that is very strange. Simple shot is the Rambam passed like Rav Yosef. All the Achronim discuss what happened to the rule of Rav Yosef like Rav, and why did he doubt that he was passed like Rav Yosef. Okay, there's many technical answers to the Achronim. I thought the Chazon Ish had the nicest one, that since Rav Yosef sort of responded to Rav, maybe Rav was just tentative, then Rav Yosef corrected him, so maybe Rav Yosef sort of had the last word, and that's why he paskin like him. But for whatever reason, the Rambam chose to paskin like Rav Yosef. Okay, what's the wild card here? Who paskins the third option? Anyone notice who paskins the third option? You'd think there shouldn't be a third option. But the Baal HaMor and many others, he quotes the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, not Rabbeinu Ephraim of Regensburg, the Baal Tosos, like from Ein Chanan B'Sherei Surah, but Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif. The Baal HaMor and Maram Chalava also agrees with that. And I think Rabbeinu Manoach quotes that the Ritzkeis also said this. So it's a minority Shita, but it's not like a Shita's Yachid. How does he paskin? He paskins like neither. What is he paskin? He says, since we don't know how to paskin, we don't have a clear rule, because I don't believe the rule of Rav and Rav Yosef, we pass like Rav applies all the shas. He says, l'chumra, more than either tzad. What does it mean, l'chumra, more than either tzad? He says that if you look at the end of the Gemara, it says, mefarir, v'zor l'ruach, it says, Shochik matuliyam. He says Shochik matuliyam. He says Mafar matuliyam. Pashu shot of the price. Then you always need to pulverize it. Like neither Rav nor Rav Yosef, right? Because everyone agrees that that soft coming to the Yamamelech. You don't need to. So he paskins that you always need to be shochik or mefarer against all the Amorim. What does he say? Since we don't know which Amor is correct, we go back to Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, if that neither is correct, then just you always have to pulverize it. Okay. Halacha l'maisa. It's actually not so clear, but we seem to lean towards Rabbah. Okay. Now, the question is really, what is what's the underlying principle here? What is going on in this whole sugya? What are they arguing about? Right, what are they arguing about? Right, why should I be able to just throw it in the yam? I understand why I have to do something. I can't be chayin on Pesach. Why should I be able to throw it in the yam, or why should I have to pulverize it? Like, what's wrong with just throwing it into the yam? So what's wrong with just throwing it into the yam? Why should there be any sheet I have to pulverize it? So, and why do I have to physically destroy the chametz? Obviously. Right, so one shot is, what's the whole sugya about? The whole inyan of shochik and mefarer. What is it all about? So one pshat is the chiyuv of hashbasa. Would that apply to avodah zarah also?
Yeah.
Yeah, the chiyuv of beer chametz, the chiyuv of beer and avodah zarah, right? That's one pshat. Who doesn't say that pshat?
Rashi.
Right. What does Rashi say? Both here and in the mission of Avodah Zarah. Exactly. What do we call them in four letters? Takala. Right? Exactly. Rashi apparently thinks they're not arguing about a mitzvah you have to do. They're arguing that Xavier lets something bad happen. Right? Why do you have to pulverize it? So if you throw it into the yam without pulverizing, someone might find it and eat it or use it. Which is a bit of a chiddush by Avodah Zarah. We find this all over Shas. We're afraid of Takala. But chametz is a bit of a chiddush. I don't know. If some Jew finds chametz in the ocean, why would he eat it? It's Pesach. If I found bread in the ocean on Pesach, I would just let it stay in the ocean. But apparently Rashi thinks that we have this heightened chiyuv that no, once you are responsible to get rid of chametz, you are responsible to make, I mean, even though there's lots of chametz in the ocean, there are goyim in the world, right? There's lots of chametz in Rosh Hashanah. But no, there might be lots of other takolas in the world, but you can't add a takola to the world by putting chametz someplace someone might find it and accidentally forget it, Pesach, and eat it. It's a bit of a chiddush that we go so far. I understand I shouldn't put chametz on your nightstand because you might wake up in the middle of the night and eat it. I can't put chametz in the ocean because you might eat it. You know? But that's what Rashi holds. Okay. Who disagrees with Rashi? Who holds number one? Does he? Gevaldik.
Somebody else probably
figured. Okay, Gevaldik. Did anyone else see that? You saw the Sfas Emes?
Yeah.
Gevaldik. Okay, the Sfas Emes disagrees with Rashi. What? In the Makor Chaim? Okay, the Makor Chaim, lots of Achronim disagree with Rashi. Givaldi. Now, the question is, can we beat that up? Can we, you know, jack that up a few notches? So, we have to start with difficult Brahma, right? You have to have a difficult Brahma somehow. You can't end the unit without a difficult Brahma. So what's difficult about the Rambam? The Rambam in many places talks about throwing things into the Yam HaMelech or such, right? Yolech Liyam HaMelech. I didn't even put on the Makor sheet every time he says Yolech Liyam HaMelech. That's a very vague phrase. What does it mean to be molech, right? I only put the place where you're talking about Mamish being Zorik Liyam HaMelech, with actual specific verbs describing specific physical actions. What does the Rambam say you have to do? Like Rab or like Rav Yosef or whatever. What does the Rambam say? So, let's try to figure out what the Rambam's shita is. So, let's start a little backwards. Hilchos, Macholos Asuros, Erechin, Shemitah V'Yovel, Gneva. What does he hold you have to do with, what is he discussing there? Things that are very, very usher, right? He's talking about Meitzer Sheni, right? He's talking about, obviously we're talking about Zman Hazeh, there's nothing you can do with this. He's talking about Hekdesh, Zman Hazeh, right? Meitzer Sheni and Hekdesh is not a Mikdash, are Gevaldik things. But Zman Hazeh, there are things you have to get rid of. He's talking about Shvius after the Zman of Beer, right? So what does the Rama think you have to do to get rid of Shvius, Meitzer Sheni, and Hekdesh? Meaning, to get rid of most things, what do you do? What does the Rama say? What? Zorek the Amamelech. So, for most things, the Rambam says, Zorek Liyam HaMelech. Okay. The two exceptions, not coincidentally, that we're going to get a little more complicated. It gets a little more complicated in the things mentioned in our Sugya. What does he say about Avodah Zarah? Right? Or, let's start with Chametz. What does he say about Chametz? What does Rambam say about Chametz? Right? Besides the Pesachim. What does he say you do with Chametz? Anyone? You don't have to quote the Lashon. He says, okay, Sarfo Gevaldik, or more to our. He says, you throw it into the Yam, but if it's hard Chametz, you have to pulverize it and then throw it into the Yam. That is exactly Rav Yosef, right? Hard things you have to crush, and soft things you don't. So what does the Rambam basically say? The Rambam says, if it's kasha, then you're mefarer vizorek liyam. Now, not all the things, but the Meister Sheni and the Hekdesh were kasha, right? There was money and other kasha things. So why all of a sudden in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah does the Rambam require pure for hard things and not in all the other places? So, why all of a sudden here does he require pure and he didn't do the other places? There's more than one way to answer.
Does he mention Yom
HaMelech? So why is it different? Right? Why is it different? So one explanation could be because it's not Yom HaMelech. And maybe he's saying, oh, when you have to be a farer, only when it's not in the Yom HaMelech. And he's like the Maskana of Tosos. Right? In the Yom HaMelech, of course, Rava didn't mean to say anything. Only in Shar Naros, he said you have to be a farer. So in Chametz, why coincidentally in Chametz to discuss Shar Naros? So you might say, because you're in a big rush, you're throwing in Shar Naros. So it could be that there's no fundamental difference, right? It's a technical difference. It's a technical difference. Or the other possibility is that. Okay, hold on a second. Chametz is for fundamentally more chomer. So we're not sure. Does he mean to say just a technical difference? In Chametz, you throw it into your local yam because you're in a big rush, and therefore you need to be mafarer it if it's hard. While in Shvias and Meister Sheni and Hektish, you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Or does he mean to say Chametz is fundamentally more chomer? And we could go either way, right? We have no need to go one way or the other. So let's look at the last Rambam. What about okay, what about Avodah Zarah? What does the Rambam say about Avodah Zarah? What does the Rambam say? Shochet Vizora L'Ruach. Okay, that part is not so exciting that everyone agrees. Oh, Soreif Umatil Liyam HaMelech, right? So now it's Yam HaMelech and you have to be Soreif first. Now, we don't have time now to go into why he says Soreif and not Shochet. There is a Lechemish in the brackets, which could just be that he wants to throw in Soreif someplace, Lafuke for people who think you always have to be Soreif. So he just tells you it's an option to be sorry. Okay, I'll leave that to you. But why is this more chomer than Kol HaTorah Kula? Right? Why do you have to be sorry? And then Matan Yom HaMelech. Isn't Yom HaMelech itself good enough, even for hard things? So, if you're really stuck, what would you say? Well, if you're in a desperate mood, you could pull a couple smarter and erase the word sorry from the years of the Rambam. But that's going too far. What do the Merkabah Savishin and the Avodah HaMelech do? Bedochak? How do they read the word Sori Fumatali Amamelach? As if? It said?
Oh,
exactly. So you could say like the Rekevus HaMishnah and a few other Achronim also do that and say it's Soreif Matil Leyam HaMelach, in which case there's no Chiddush anymore. This is a technical Dachuk answer. But it's Dachuk because that's obviously not Pashut Shalom Rami Soreif Matil HaMelach Zor Matil Ruch Soreif. He could have said Matil Yam HaMelach. I want to be clear. Sounds like saying Sori Matil Yam HaMelach. So what's your only other option? What does the Griz and most Achronim say in the Rambam? It must be that Avodah Zarah is fundamentally more Chumra. Okay, one could say the Raya now. But what's the basic chop of the Griz here? The Griz brings a Raya, although if you look at my brackets, you'll see that I somewhat question his Diyuk. He says things that only have like the Isser Avodah Zarah, like a Zavar Chashev that's not Batal, the Rambam admits you can throw the Yam HaMelach. It's only a Chefshe Shal Avodah Zarah itself, which is so Chumra. You have to be sore from Avodah Yam HaMelach. But what does the Griz say? Why is Avodah Zarah fundamentally more Chumra than other Isurim, and you have to burn an antwoord as the Yam HaMelach? So, because we're more worried about Takala? No, why are we more worried about Takala? It's a bigger affair if someone has a takala and uses hechdish than if they have a takala and nana from a bazaar, right? Worse than a bazaar is a bigger affair. But hanah from a bazaar is a smaller affair than hanah from hechdish. Why should we be more worried about takala? Obviously, the answer is
we want to destroy a bazaar.
Because of the pshat of the Sfas Emes and the Nesidus and the Kor Chayim. Why is Chametz fundamentally more Chomer? Because in hechdish and Meiser Sheni and Shvius, there's no mitzvah beer. I know there's a concept called beer shvius, but that's not a mitzvah beer. That's just a nickname for an isser. There's no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then throw it at the Amalekh, and that's good enough. You threw it at the Amalekh. What more do we ask from you? You threw it at the Amalekh. You're not going to use it anymore. Isn't that good enough? But in Avodah Zarah, that's not good enough. There's a mitzvah beer. If you throw it at the Amalekh, it's still sitting in the Amalekh enjoying itself. Ad Bias Gold said in here of Yamenu. You haven't done beer. So why is Bunny Lord Chomer? Because there's a mitzvah beer. And then we can go back to Chomets and say, you know what? By Chomets, he didn't mean to be Chalakin Yama Melech and Sharnaros. No, maybe by Chomets, he thinks it's fundamentally more Chomer because there's a mitzvah beer. As the Rambam says, we can't go into this yet, maybe at a future time, but the Rambam says, for mitzvos, there's a mitzvah saved Tashvisu, and that's what Chazal called beer Chomets. And in our Mishnah, it says, "How do you aim biur chametz on the street?" No, Chum says biur chametz is mefar zoruach matul yam. So if you put some rambams together, you can question this. What we want now, then it turns out here in the midst of tashvisu, and there's the midst of ibur mazara. So maybe you can make a pattern in the Rambam and say, "What's pshat in the Rambam?" The Rambam, it's not for some technical misleading conjunction where Avodah Zarah looked different from Kol Hazorah Kula. And it's not because the difference in Yam HaMelech and Shar Yamin that Chometz looked different from Kol Hazorah Kula. No. It's a fundamental thing. Kol Hazorah Kula is thrown into the Yam HaMelech and that's good enough because you've gotten rid of it. But in Avodah Zarah and Chometz, it's not a thrown into the Yam HaMelech. You have to be a fire at first. You have to be Mefarer at first, if it's a hard Avodah Zarah, all them are, or hard Chametz, or Shochet at first, because the mitzvah's beer, and throwing it to the Yam HaMelech is a very nice thing to get rid of it and have no personal relationship with it anymore. But you haven't destroyed it. The mitzvah say to destroy it, to be kind of mitzvah say, you have to throw it in the Yam. That's why the Rambam says, Ketzad, what's the mitzvah of beer of Avodah Zarah? And he explains that you have to be sorry, Umatul Yam HaMelech. So if so, I think, then you can get out of it. By Chometz, you can get out of the Rambam very easy, technically. You know, I would be very comfortable with that if it was only Chometz. By Avodah Zarah, you get out of the Rambam Bedochak by changing the U to an O. I don't mean changing. Reading the U as an O, but that's Docha. Pashut Shalom the Rambam is that he's the opposite of Rashi. That he is the mucker of the Sfas Emes and Mekor Chaim. And that's what the Brisk Rav says. The Brisk Rav explains that the Rambam is the real brains behind the Sfas Emes and the Mekor Chaim. He says this whole sugya of Rav Yosef that he passed like of Mefaru Matalyam and Shoch Matalyam is only by Abodazara and by Chameit and not by other Isurim, even though they have a very Chomer Takala, because they might be Hektish and have the most Chomer Takala in the world, because it's part of the Mitzvah's Ibud. So we now have a, and I know we'll have to end in a second, I beg your indulgence, due to circumstances which were mostly beyond my control, for another 2 minutes. We have a Chakira. What's the whole point of our Sugya? Right? What's the whole point of our Sugya? Are they arguing about? Right? What's the whole point of our Sugya? There are two ways to read our Sugya. One way to read our Sugya is there's a Machlokes. What's called Hashbasa? Just throwing it in? Or destroying it, mamish? Right? What's called Hashbasa? Is Hashbasa mean just throw it in, or you have to mamish destroy it? That's one way, that's the Rambam. Second way is Rashi, is the Machlokes Ad Tama Choshishim Le Takala. Right? Is again throwing it in enough, or you need to destroy it, mamish. So according to Rashi, they're arguing about how to avoid takala. According to the Rambam, they're arguing about having tiny mitzvahs beer. What's the nafgamina between these two ways of reading our sugya? Nafgamina is aleph, hektish, meiser sheni, v'chuli. According to the Rambam, everyone is mako. That zrika is enough, because there's no mitzvah beer. But according to Rashi, would say, I don't know what he does say, would say that the same machlokas should apply. Right? Because the shas takala, aren't we worried about the takala of mi'ilana, the takala of ma'aser sheni, chutz l'choma? The second afkmin is the ma'arim chalava. What about chameit bizman hazeh? The ma'arim chalava asks a question that bothers everyone, but they don't all deal with it as explicitly. Who left out Rav and Rav Yosef? According to the proper gears of the Rif. Why did the Rif leave out Rav and Rav Yosef? That's a very, very important thing to mention. Why would he leave out Rav and Rav Yosef? So, says the Ma'arim Chalava, you know why he left out Rav and Rav Yosef? Because they don't apply Bizman HaZeh. Why? Because Bizman HaZeh, what minhag do the Amoraim have? According to most Yishon, the Takonis Amoraim that Vod, the Tanoim didn't. What minhag did Amoraim have that Tanoim didn't? Do Bittel, right? I don't mean Tanoim didn't have Bittel. They had the idea of Bittel, but they didn't have the idea of Bittel as a routine obligation. It was only for special circumstances, right? Like you're going to eat the Sudas Eres and Vest Chamav, etc. Right? Chametz Bizman HaZeh, Acher Bittel. What does Maram Cholava say? He says, nowadays that we do Bittel, who cares about Rabbi Yehuda says? We don't have to follow either Shita, just throw it in the Yad and that's good enough. Because there's no more mitzvahs. Nowadays we have Bittel, there's no more mitzvahs Hashvasa. So what does Maram Cholava say? That, the Maram Chalava obviously follows the Rambam's derech. He said, nowadays everyone is Mako. Because once you did Bittel, there's no mitzvah anymore. You already did the mitzvah, or you already exempted yourself from the mitzvah. But what would Rashi say? And that's how he explained the Rif. Rashi would say, the same Achlokas applies, L'chora. Why? Not L'chora, for sure. According to Rashi, we're afraid of Takala. After Bittel is just much Takala, someone eats the Chametz or takes it back. Bittel doesn't take away Takala. So that could be two nafkaminas here, the Rama's way and the Rashi's way. What about Maiser Sheni, Hektish, and Shari Surin, number one? And what about Chomet Acher Bittel, which just turns into Shari Surin, number two? The Maram Chalav, and then you could prove hold like the Rama's, so now we have two Rishonim on the side, and maybe even the Rif, if Maram Chalav is right, on the side of the Sfas Emes and the Makor Chayim, so we don't need to only rely on Acheronim in this. I will just end by saying, if you understand the machlokes between Rav and Rav Yosef in the most radical way, that they argue bein l'chomer bein l'kula, that like the orange way, maybe this orange way, that Rav only cares about Yam HaMelech and Shar Naros, Rav Yosef only cares about hard and soft. It may be that this is goof for the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef, which I have not seen explicitly shown. I'm just suggesting it. I'm not going to make a deal of it. But remember we asked, like, why is it coincidence that they also make chilukim? So maybe that they have to be exactly the opposite of each other? Maybe it's not coincidence that they're the opposite of each other. Maybe Rabba says, I care about takala. Therefore, for me, whatever you put in Yam HaMelech is fine because no one will find it there. Whatever you put in Shaar Naros is bad because someone might find it, and I don't care how quickly it disintegrates. I just care if it's a takala. While I don't care what physically happens, I care if it's a takala. Where Rav Yosef says, no, I don't care about takala. I only care about mitzvah tashbisu. Therefore, soft things will always eventually decompose, so you're doing a slow tashbisu, that's fine. Hard things will never decompose, so whether or not anyone will find them, you haven't done tashbisu. So it's possible, you could say, and this is together just the speculation, that maybe if you were bothered originally, why do Rabbi Yosef have to be such akshanim? Why do they have to be diametrical opposites of each other? Maybe it's because they have diametrically opposite perspectives, and this machlokas rishonim is good for the machlokas in Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and therefore Rabbi cared only about takala, and therefore only cared about Yam HaMelech, Rashi's version. Rabbi Yosef cared only about mitzvah tashbisu. Therefore, he only cared about hard versus soft, but couldn't care less whether a person will find it or not. That's a possibility. Okay, you could take all these lumda shisotos and bring them through every single sheet and every single prat, and it'll be worthwhile, but, you know, I think straightforward. And, okay, there's always more you could say, but hopefully during Chazara, you know, whatever we didn't get a chance to say today, when you're chazering, you'll say, oh, well, here's what I remember from Daf Chaf Aleph, and this time Daf Chaf Chesed, and you'll come to me, and we can discuss it or figure it out on your own, etc., and you'll get all the pratim down.
The grizz.
No, the grizz does not talk about coming.
It only talks about.